Word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Picture a prepper, you probably think of a survivalist, a little nutty, maybe wearing camouflage and stocked up with guns and food for when civilization as we know it goes south, whether by natural disaster, financial crisis, or the end of days. Now picture your typical mom, protective, practical, and prepared for the worst. That could be an ice storm that knocks out power or a 100-year flood. One smacks of paranoia, the other of good common sense. Anne Helen Peterson is a news features writer for BuzzFeed who wrote about Lisa Bedford. She's known to a growing community as Survival Mom and preparing people for the end of the world as we know it. Anne Helen, welcome back to Word of Mouth.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
So you profiled Lisa Bedford. She's developed her online brand as the Survival Mom. So what's she like?
Well, she is, you know, she actually reminds me of a lot of the people that I grew up with in rural Idaho. She is very practical. She is just a normal mom. She has two kids. She lives in a suburban house. But she also has, you know, a storage bunker filled with at least a year's worth of food and has thought extensively about different ways that her family can prepare, not necessarily for, you know, end days the way that we think of the apocalypse on television, but more crisis in any of its myriad forms.
So how did she come into this role as a prepper?
You know, I started thinking about the different ways that preppers manifest themselves online. So there's actually a huge prepper community on Pinterest. It's called Prepper Pinterest. And it's one of the places where prepper tips, prepper recipes, that sort of thing, have really gone viral. And, you know, Pinterest is really the provenance mostly of women. And so I was thinking, okay, so these tips really must be resonating with women. So what's a side of the prepper movement that hasn't been explored? I'd read a lot of features on preppers, and almost all of them were about middle-aged white men who were really focused on what some people call like the offensive or offensive methods of prepperism. So, okay, what guns are we going to have? How are we going to fight off whatever elements might come towards us? And Lisa is concerned with defensive elements. So what am I going to do to protect my family?
Yeah, you call it a sort of maternal approach on some level. And she's quick to distance herself from the association with traditional preppers, you know, says we're not all political conservatives. And although she is a Christian, Christian preppers. So what is her critique of these prepper movements?
Yeah, you know, I think she sees some people who are so deep in this world that they kind of fetishize the end of the world. They can't wait for it to happen. Not because they think, you know, it's the second coming of Christ per se, but more that they can't wait to use their skills. Her philosophy is more, I never want to use any of these skills, but at least I have them in case something does happen.
So obviously she's really hitting this population, as you mentioned, on Pinterest, Facebook groups. What kind of following does she have?
You know, she has a pretty massive following, you know, in hundreds of thousands. And I think Facebook is actually another place that she really excels, because a lot of people who, you know, come to Facebook for their news and who comment and who share on Facebook are women. And her approach is also very tenable. It's not like, here's a checklist that's a million items long of things that you must have. It's more like, what are five things you could do to make yourself even moderately more prepared?
Well, I know you were asking the question of why this appeal, but now she's kind of an industry. She's out earning her husband in sponsorships and writing books. Why do you think so many are responding to her particular brand of mom preppism?
I think it is a kinder, gentler side of prepping that most people aren't thinking about what are the 100 ways that I can really prepare myself. It's more, you know, I have anxiety. I worry about these things. How can I make myself feel less worried? What are tenable ways that I can feel like I have prepared for my family?
I'm speaking with Anne Helen Peterson. She waded into the world of survival moms to learn about the nearly 4 million people in the U.S. who identify as preppers. I also found it really interesting her sort of focus on thrift. You just don't use a lot of stuff up. Well, what are some of her sort of tactics in particular?
You know, mostly she just tries to do things and learn skills that our grandparents who lived through the Depression thought of as commonplace. So instead of trying to necessarily like stock up on every single food item that costs a lot of money, she tries to learn things like, how do I dry food myself? How do I teach my kids how to can? How do I grow herbs in the garden? So a lot of this has kind of an alignment with what we think of as like hippie practices. So things like organic farming or essential oils. There's a lot of lineup there.
Okay, so you make clear that, you know, she's not your traditional prepper, but still, her neighbors don't know that she's survival mom. You know, she didn't want you to reveal in your article where she lives. So is there a sort of whiff of the paranoid about her?
You know, I think there's anyone who spends a lot of time thinking about these scenarios, it's very easy to go deep inside of them. And, you know, her paranoia about like revealing where she lived was much more something that's common to preppers, which is, you know, I don't want people to know that I have a whole year of food stacked up here and for people to come and attack my family. And that makes sense. You know, if you get within that logic, like it does seem sensical. But at the same time, I think it's hard for us who spend most of our days not thinking about these scenarios to look at it and not think it's a little bit out there.
All right. So you brought up so many things. One, the anxiety. Now, this sort of preparation may put Lisa at ease. You know, she says she doesn't worry about it. But isn't that almost a sort of recipe for amping up people's anxiety? You know, making them think all the time about what's going to happen if, you know, it all goes down. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, there's two sides to this, right? There's like the Fox News theory, which is that you didn't know you had this anxiety until they told you you should be anxious about it. And then there's the other side, which is these are very real anxieties that are pre-existing. So she is meeting a pre-existing need. And in the process, she might make you think of other things that you didn't realize you were unprepared for. But that's kind of a gray area.
Well, you also brought up the sort of she doesn't want people to know what she's got in her cellar. That is one of the things I think of when I think of this kind of prepper survivalist things. It's, you know, us and them will be prepared and the others won't.
Right.
And we'll be sort of trying to protect ourselves against them. How does she think about that?
You know, that's something she's thought about a lot. And she sees, you know, she spends a lot of time on these forums for preppers and survivalists. And she sees a lot of people who profess themselves as Christians who then also say that they would, you know, pick off anyone who tried to attack their family or anyone who was looking for food. Or if someone was starving out in the lawn, you know, these people wouldn't give them food because they would be protecting their own food stores. And, you know, she says you can't make these decisions until you're in the moment. But her inclination is that, you know, none of those attitudes are Christian. And to not help those in need would be a sin itself.
It's funny, Anne Helen, you know, reading this article and listening to you, it's as if it all really started to make sense to you. I mean, have you started storing things, or have you packed a, as they call it, a bug out bag ready to split in a moment's notice?
I mean, that's the hilarious thing is that I can absolutely see the logic of all of this. And yet, and I'm very deep within it. And yet still I'm totally unprepared. And part of that is just practicality. Like I live in a very small Brooklyn apartment. How is it possible to even store extra water? But the reality of my unpreparedness comes crashing down every time there's a blizzard warning. And I think I wouldn't be able to survive for probably more than 36 hours.
Anne Helen Peterson, thank you for speaking with us.
Of course. My pleasure.
Anne Helen Peterson, she's a news feature writer for BuzzFeed, and she profiled the survival mom, Lisa Bedford, and other preppers who may be just peddling some practical advice. You'll find a link to read her article at wordofmouthradio.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.